Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not what this next segment's going to be, because this next segment is Daryl Ryder's flu game. And he joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And Daryl, of course, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
I thought for sure you were going to say that it wasn't going to be fun because we have to talk about the Browns.
Well, that's part of it. But no, okay. You're playing hurt today. And unlike other shows, I'm going to say you're out here. This is your flu game. This is your moment. And this is the segment that people are going to remember for decades. Remember when Daryl wasn't feeling good and still showed up for Nick and JP?
Yeah.
I typically play hurt.
Okay, oh, you're one of those all-the-time sick people. Are you all-the-time sick, or are you just all-the-time having something bother you?
I usually just work through it normally. Unless I can't physically get out of bed, I probably have, in the course of my career, have taken the fewest sick days of anyone known to man.
That's a flex.
Yeah, it's not good, though. Real flex. If you're feeling sick, though, you're going to get everybody else sick, Daryl.
Well, no.
Yeah, but I'm not around anyone, so... But you know what? Other people don't hesitate to get me sick. So at this point, I don't think I should even worry about other people.
That's kind of where I was going to go. I do think, like, Daryl never goes into a spot if he's sick. He'll just work from home. He always is getting hit by people who, like, cough on him and sneeze on him. Like, I've seen it happen.
Sneeze on Daryl?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's how I got COVID earlier this year, and it's how I got sick again.
Do you know the person that sneezed on you? Do you remember?
Well, I know the person that gave me COVID. I don't know who got me yesterday.
Enemy for life, that person?
No, but I'm not happy with the permanent health conditions I'm now stuck with.
Well, not very few people
are. I got all the bad COVID stuff. I got the cardiovascular thing it screws up. I got the digestive thing it screws up. Well, the mental stuff was already messed up, so that's just,
true. That ship sailed moons ago.
Right. The problem has just been exacerbated now, right? So, I'm just tickled pink over here right now.
Well, speaking of exacerbating the problem, the Browns yesterday, was that more of a bad matchup, or was that just an out-and-out bad performance?
No, I have a bad performance, and it's the same performance we've been watching for most of the season. So, I'm not going to pin that on a matchup. I'm going to pin that on just it's much of the same of what we watch, regardless of play caller, regardless of quarterback. The offense doesn't function. It's terrible. They should have made changes weeks ago and not just with the play caller, and they won't. Kevin Stefanski said today, no change is coming, so this is more of what we have to look forward to when they come out of the bye week.
The report from Jordan Schultz today suggests that David Njoku is not going to be traded. Is that the right move by the Browns?
Well, yeah, because they can't trade him.
No trade clause?
No, it's cap. They're jammed right now. They can't trade guys with significant money left on their contracts. He signed, if my memory serves me correctly, through next season with the extension. But I don't think they can trade him because of the cash and cap that's still owed on him.
Well, but can't they move that around? Can't teams be willing to take money on?
Yeah, but. There's two voidable years, I think, or three voidable years on the back end of his deal, and so all of a sudden that becomes a becomes a balloon cap payment.
It's like a $22 million cap hit with the final 3 years voided.
Well, and you can add about I want to say another 18 to 20 million that it in caps hits that have been spaced over those three void years. So those all they all come due. So like it's why they can't trade Myles Garrett. Not that they should trade Myles Garrett because they shouldn't, but you can't do it. Really, the only players you can move are guys that have low cap numbers and low cash numbers right now, because the last thing the Browns want to do is to trigger a balloon cap payment right now, because what they have left involving Deshaun Watson's cap numbers. So, you know, so I'm enjoying all of this speculation of all these, oh, they're going to trade Denzel Ward, and they're going to trade David Njoku, and they're going to trade Myles Garrett, and yada, yada, yada. They can't. The salary cap is not configured for them right now to be able to do any of those things.
Daryl, do you think this is as simple as getting a young quarterback and next year they'll be competitive again, or do you think this is going to take more than the rest of the season and next offseason to figure out?
My worst fear is that this is going to require a mega rebuild. I'm trying to be optimistic and believe that if they swap out the quarterback, shore up the offensive line, they'll be okay. The problem is the Browns in finding quarterbacks, it just doesn't really seem to work out. So it's easier said than done. And I don't know where that quarterback's going to come from, to be quite honest with you. So, you know, they may have to do some tearing down here as they go through this process, not necessarily by tomorrow at 4 p.m., but in the offseason. Yeah, my worst fear is that they go back into another rebuild, and quite frankly, considering the last rebuild they did, I don't feel like they got their money's worth out of it. You got two playoff seasons and one playoff win since, I'm going to say, since 2018. You know, 2014 to 2016, those were the, you know, tear it down to the studs, rebuild years, collect your draft picks, get the number one pick in the draft years. So I'm not going to hold that against them. But from 2018 to present, they're not even a 500 football team. And that, you know, they're 52-55-1. And the only reason I know that is because I was putting together Paul DePodesta stuff, because still nobody knows what the hell he does. And he's like the guy behind the curtain pulling the strings. And he was brought in to be the chief strategy officer. And if these are the results that he is giving them, I don't know why he's employed. If I'm paying a chief strategy officer, my record better be better than 52-55-1 when you're in that window of trying to win. So, yeah, it's and you know Kevin Stefanski here is the only guy in the expansion era head coach that has a winning record, but he's a couple of losses after the bye week away from that going bye bye. So I guess we should enjoy that while it lasts.
How quickly do you feel like they can do a rebuild? You said mega rebuild. How quickly do you feel like they can pull something like that off?
Well, it took, what, four seasons to get to the playoffs? Depending, where do you want to start the clock? When they begin the rebuild or when the worst of the pain is over with and, you know, they achieve a little mediocrity like they did in 2018, right? I mean, where do you want to... You know, you want to go back to 2014, you go to 2014, well, then you say it was six seasons. You know, but if you're looking at 2018, then it's just a couple of seasons there. So I would say if they go into a rebuild mode, then your target for contention becomes August.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of 2029.
Daryl, you mentioned can't trade David Njoku because of the cap space and the cap situation. Well, Za'Darius Smith has a contract for next year as well. So can you just kind of explain the difference between those two things?
Well, Za'Darius is only on the books this year for like $1 million. And the take on is not all that significant, and I just realized what you did.
I'm just trying to hear it, buddy.
We're just vibing.
You tell me, this is just a couple of bros broing out here.
Talk cap to me, Daryl.
Yeah. He's really making me work on my flu game here. This really is Jordan-esque if I'm breaking down salary cap while on meds.
You were right there. Come on. Let's get – hey, you got us at the 20-yard line. Get us into the end zone.
He's really making you dance for your dollar here, Daryl.
It needs to be a 20 if I'm being perfectly honest about it. I'm not dancing for a buck.
You'd settle for a 10.
I don't know. You know what? You're right. I would settle for a 10.
Because 10 dances, that's $100 there, fella.
I don't think I have – in all seriousness, though, the Za'Darius money next year, I don't believe is guaranteed, and that's why this becomes a little easier, because the team takes them on, they can get out of it.
That's real nice.
That was real nice.
Sorry, I don't know what the voice is like right now, but
it worked.
I hope the lozenges are working right now.
Oh, easy. It's a family show. Do you give Denzel?
By the way, I went with cherry for the show, just so you know. Cherry lozenges.
If I say any more, I'm going to get fired. Okay?
Okay. We don't want that on day one of the new voyage.
Yeah, you don't get fired on your day off. You don't get fired on Friday, and you don't get fired on day one.
No, you might get fired on your day off. I know folks that has happened to, unfortunately.
It was a movie, Daryl.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a movie. It was real life.
Yeah. I'm just gonna keep it right there. You know,
yep.
All right. Well, we were debating earlier in the show about Nick Chubb, and is it too early to be concerned about his performance now that he's averaging 2.7 yards per carry in his first three games?
I'm not concerned because this is what I expected. I did not expect the Nick Chubb of the days of yore to return, and that wasn't me hating on him. It's just me being realistic. The positive here is we've seen a couple of bursts from him, and I do feel like he's close to breaking a big run. I really believe that. But he's had a double-digit yard run in each of these last two games, so I think that there are signs pointing in the right direction, but I had no expectations that he was going to come back and be the same player that we had become accustomed to seeing. Because I just didn't think it was fair or realistic, Nick.
Daryl, nothing careless about that one. Let's go ahead and put it together. Come on.
Hey, Daryl.
Look at that. Very, very. Now, can I berate you into saying fire everyone?
Or is that fire just, everybody.
There we go. Look at that. Be good, buddy. Feel better, okay?
Oh, and you know what? Do it on their day off.
Okay, that got really personal real there, quick. Right? I mean, we're not the morning show
here.
They
have families, Daryl.
Daryl, be good, buddy.
They're making millions of dollars. They're fine.
He's not wrong.
Still have families. Yeah. Doesn't erase that.
All right, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We will get to the non-disappointment in Cleveland, your Cleveland Cavaliers, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.